This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Who Taught Us to Walk? In the message, Finish the Race, we were encouraged to run toward the finish line. But we were also reminded that God's race takes place within our heart as we learn to trust and love Him more and more. His race is not in what we do, but in who we are and who we are becoming as we do all to bring Him glory and honor. One of the biggest stumbling blocks which keeps us from running a successful race is the complacency caused by forgetting what God has already done in our life. Not everyone's circumstances are what they might prefer, but each of us are on a wonderful journey which began when God sent His Spirit to open our eyes to the truth and called us to be with Him for all eternity through faith in His Son. Our beginning ought to be a clear indication of God's miraculous grace and guiding hand. But as we look back on our journey, we recognize some of the miracles which brought us to where we are today, but many miracles we fail to acknowledge or understand, and most we have simply forgotten. God's children have always had a hard time with recognizing and remembering. The northern kingdom of Israel had been in rebellion for almost 200 years when God called Hosea to be a prophet. The people had created their own form of worship and had long forgotten how much God loved them and how much He had already done to guide and protect. Hosea 11, verses 3 and 4. It was I, God, who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. In this passage, Ephraim refers to the nation of Israel. God was reminding the people how He provided for all their needs as He led them out of Egyptian slavery into the promised land of Canaan. But this passage is very applicable to each of us today. Whether we see His hand or not, God has been at work guiding us in many different ways. None of us are at our final destination, but each of us are where we are because God loves us dearly and wants to draw us ever closer to Himself. Let's not create our own form of worship where we give Him the leftovers of our heart. He created us, saved us, and brought us to where we are today. He deserves our all. We must turn our eyes back to God and praise Him for His continuous provision and His loving promise to finish the work He has begun in our life. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Philippians 1, verse 6. Let's praise Him for His guiding hand, and, as we run, let's always remember it was God who taught us to walk. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.